craftsmanship. And Sheldon, you are the ocean state, but we are the oceans state. Because we got two of them. We've got the Pacific and we've got the Arctic. And you left everybody with a challenge here. But what I want you all to leave today with is the reminder that in our nation, it's not just a nation of two oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific, but we also have the Arctic Ocean to the north, and we have a responsibility to that new and evolving area up there. I think many of you have been involved with some of the Arctic issues, but when I think about all that is unfolding in the Arctic, all that we are faced with, whether it is environmental issues, it's whether how we deal with development issues, whether it's how we deal with a changing world for the indigenous peoples that live up there, it's a reminder to us that we've got a responsibility because we're an Arctic nation. And Sheldon, it might be a stretch for you sometimes to think of yourself as coming from an Arctic nation, but by the time our caucus work is done, we'll all be there, and that is a good thing for us. I am very pleased to be co-chairing this caucus with Senator Sheldon. I really appreciate his leadership in gathering together so many members. It is a bipartisan effort. It is an effort that is long, long overdue. Senator Inouye, a man of great wisdom, in my opinion, made the observation this morning that this should have been the first caucus out of the United States Senate, because when you think of the role that our oceans play, think about how our nation was developed, think about how our states exist. It stems from the oceans. And again, it goes back to the responsibility that we have to care for our oceans. And it's not just us in Alaska taking care of our little piece of the Pacific and the Arctic and, oh, by the way, the Beaufort Sea and the Chukchi Sea and the Bering Sea. I told you we had to do one upsmanship. There are no boundaries when you're out there in the ocean. Our fish know no boundaries. All we know is that they're looking for a healthy and sustainable environment. So whether it's coming off the West Coast or coming off the East Coast, the obligation that we have to our oceans as a planet really is one that is very ecumenical, very agnostic, certainly very bipartisan. And hopefully that is the way that we will move forward as a caucus. This is an opportunity for us to not only try to work on legislation, whether it's how we ensure that we don't have genetically engineered fish that are destroying our wild stocks, had to get that in, whether it's how we here in the Senate move to ratify the law of the sea, a long overdue initiative, or whether it's just informing, using this as an educational platform, reminding those in this nation of our obligation to this incredible part of our planet that we know so little about. So I'm pleased to be included, pleased to take a leadership role in it, and pleased to stand with so many in industry, within the NGOs, and then here within the Senate to make good things happen from this caucus. So thank you. Appreciate it.